It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A recent study in Britain finds that no exercise can be as deadly as obesity. This is not good news for the number of people living sedentary lifestyles. The good news is that 20 minutes of walking can add to your life. So you don't have to dance all night. You can just walk for 20 minutes and you should be in pretty good shape. But while many people may not get much exercise at work, our guest, chiropractor Justin Foltz, says he just might have a cure, and he joins us now in Studio A. Justin Foltz, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what is the Fit While You Sit program? This is something that you have come up with. You are a chiropractor. Talk about what this does for people.
Yeah, the Fit While You Sit program, it's nothing new. I've been doing it with multiple companies that I've been involved with. Basically, it's for any sort of business, big or small, 2, 4, 6 to 100 employees, where I will come into your business and I'll provide you guys lunch, typically during your lunch hour, which is most convenient for most people. And I will give a lecture on basically how you can sit properly, ergonomically, and most efficiently for the body. We see a lot of people missing work due to back pain, neck pain, headaches, numbness and tingling, and all of the above at the same time. And it's really affecting their mindset whenever they're working, and it's affecting the production that they're having as well, too.
You can join our conversation at 412-246-2002 if you have a question for Dr. Foltz. 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Some people don't have much faith in chiropractors. I'm sure you deal with some of the skepticism.
Absolutely. There's a huge stigma out there.
So what do you say to the doubters?
Well, it works. And for the people that do come to a chiropractor or that do use chiropractic, they know and they know that it works because they've witnessed it. And if you feel good when you leave from there, you realize that maybe you weren't 100% when you came in. And people say, oh, you have to keep coming back to a chiropractor all the time. That's not necessarily true. You want to come back because you feel 100%. And why shouldn't you feel 100% 100% of the time?
And we all know that we've certainly had it presented in a number of different ways to people in recent years that the idea of just sitting at a desk all day and not getting exercise is not good for you. But if people don't exercise, if they merely sit properly or do things that are ergonomically better for them, you know, have better fitting chairs and angles that they sit at and that kind of thing, I mean, how much is that going to really do for them at the end of the day? What kind of difference is that going to make?
It makes a huge difference based upon stress to the body. And the best analogy that I can say is if your car was out of an alignment, your car still runs. You can still drive your car. Everything works fine. But down the road, say a couple months, one of those tires is going to be worn out while the other one's not, or it may wear differently at certain areas because you're placing more stress on that aspect. The same thing happens when you sit all day. We are not meant to sit. We as humans are meant to walk around, squat, do certain things, pick up, lift, all of that. But we're not meant to sit for long periods of time. So there's not an ideal way to sit. We've got to minimize the amount of downtime that we have where we're in a compromising position, such as hunched over, or our arms are extended forward, or our head is extended forward. That's going to add stress to certain parts of our body. That compounded stress over time leads to pain. That pain then leads to other certain injuries.
What are the most common work-related complaints that you hear?
Well, the most common ones are neck, or people commonly call it their shoulder. Those muscles that run from your neck to your shoulder, sore, tender, lower back issues. People complain of weakness. Their back gives out on them multiple times. Headaches are another big one. I see that multiple times, and all of that stems from poor posture. Now, it can get as severe as you having numbness and tingling, and that's a neurological issue. So you've actually had more damage that's going on, and it's causing neurological problems up in the neck.
We've seen video of other countries. I seem to remember seeing video of Japanese factory workers or people who are in those desk jobs and who are encouraged at different points of the day to get up and do exercises. And they've got a group leader who does this You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, that should be incorporated in all businesses.
Well, you would think that, you know, we're hearing about it here, and everybody seems to agree that, oh, sure, that's a good idea. But is it being put into practice?
Absolutely not.
Why not? What is it going to take to get people who are running businesses to realize the value of that for their employees?
You know, that's a tough question. Really, it comes down to, you know, what's in it for the business? You know, what
right.
are they going to get out of it? And it's hard to put that into perspective until they do a large demographic over time of, you know, how many times are your employees missing work, or how is the production rate of your employees? Is it struggling over time of their sitting? Or if you incorporate a workplace fitness or, you know, a stretching routine here and there, does the production increase over quarterly, monthly? However, but that it's got to be tracked some sort of way, but most people don't want to put the time and effort into it.
So businesses need to adjust their thinking and not say, well, you know, if we're taking time to do exercises, we're losing time. We're not getting as much done. That the thinking needs to be adjusted that by doing this, you're making your employees healthier, happier, and in the long run, more productive.
Absolutely. And you're actually seeing it more and more now with younger businesses that are starting to come up. I see it personally. There's a gym that's right next to mine, Shape Train, and they do a lot of group fitness classes for the other businesses that are in our building. And it's more of the young professionals that are coming in are realizing, yeah, our backs are very important to us. They're our foundation, and our gateway to that is our posture. So they were more inclined to have their people doing yoga, doing stretches, doing aerobics here every hour, every other hour, just a quick 5-minute burst, and they're seeing a greater production rate as a result of it. And
sorry to interrupt you, but if you've ever had back pain, it's the worst.
It's debilitating.
It really is, and I remember – like a lot of people, I've struggled with it at times. And I remember once when it was really bad, I had to really calculate the time it would take me to get across the street, because you just don't move as well when you've got a bad back. And you had to factor in, you know, the time it would take to avoid getting hit by a vehicle as you were, you know, crossing a busy intersection. Let's take a phone call. We've got Jim in Glenshaw. Jim, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, this is Jim Harvey in Glenshaw. I was having neck pain a couple of months ago, and I went to a neurologist who recommended McKenzie exercises. And I started doing those. It seems to help. The neck pain's gotten better. I don't know if the exercises helped or not, but the neck pain has gotten better. What's your thought about those exercises, if you're familiar with those?
Well, what are they? Because there probably are quite a few people listening who are not familiar. What is the McKenzie technique?
So the McKenzie
book called Fix Your Own Neck, which has been around for a while, apparently, written by Dr. McKenzie. And
Jim, let me jump in.
Side to side, up and down, that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. Well, let's let the dog. Is Jim explaining that?
Yeah, Jim read the book.
All right.
Well, McKenzie's wrote a few books. He's actually written even textbooks. You've gotten one of the smaller books that is out there for the population. McKenzie has been around for a long time. It's one of the best known techniques that you can use in forms of exercise. It's proven to work, and I use it in my practice as well too. Not strictly just the McKenzie, but I pull different pieces of the McKenzie protocol to it, and it's based upon certain areas of your body that are weak and strengthening. Similarly, those are the opposite ones.
Okay, so I'm sitting across from you right now in our studio, and I'm in, you know, a typical sitting position. This the seat that I'm in it tends to be higher off the ground, so your feet are not flat on the ground; they're on a little circular platform where you rest your feet. So I'm sitting here; I'm facing you. Take me through some things that I might do, you know, if I'm sitting here for a long period of time, which on some days I do, what should I do in the process of sitting in front of this microphone that will help me to, prevent back pain, neck pain, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And if you're as tall as I am at 5'7", this makes it a little bit more difficult, as I can feel my legs are not quite long enough to hit the bottom of the chair. So what you're getting is sort of a pinching off on the back of your legs, which can get numbness and tingling into your feet. So
You and some people have to sit like this at work. I mean,
absolutely,
it's
hours
common.
On hours,
right?
And it plays a toll on you. So you want to have your knees slightly elevated above your hips so that you're taking the pressure off the back of your legs. Number one. Also, you don't want to be slouching, so you don't want your head to be protruding forward on your body. So when people are at a computer and they're getting into their work and they're getting very excited, they start to creep forward to the screen. And their arms start to extend forward. Their head starts to extend forward. Pretty soon, 2, 3, 4 hours have gone by. They're staring at a spreadsheet, and now maybe they're getting headaches, or now maybe their middle of their back is very sore, and so they have to stretch back. And you know, they may hear some pops and some clicks when they do that, just breaking through some of those adhesions that have set in from over that long period of time of that stress on those certain joints.
Oh my goodness, I'm hurting just thinking about it as you're describing it. It's like psychosomatic or something. So what can I do right now, this minute?
So right now what you can do is you want to extend your back. So
extend
taking
back.
Some time, putting arms above your head.
Okay, I'm putting my arms above my head.
You can put your feet out in front of you.
Okay, don't get too far from the microphone
there. You can put your feet
We look like officials who are signaling that the
it's
field goal is good, yes, or the touchdown.
It's good.
Yes.
Stretching. And another thing that you can do is I tell people to get up at least every half an hour, maybe walk around. The big thing that I'm seeing is people are incorporating standing workstations, and that is a very intelligent idea. So you can work maybe a half hour standing up, maybe you can half hour sitting down. You want to be minimizing the amount of time you're in one certain position.
Okay, so somebody sitting here listening to this, maybe they're at their workstation right now. Okay, we got the touchdown thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. What else?
You can bend down. So I take your legs, you spread them apart, and you try to reach to the floor.
Sitting?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're going to be reaching down forward in front of you, kind of stretching out your lower back, giving it a break. These muscles are working constantly throughout this time to hold your body together. They need a break, just like everybody needs a break here and there. If you give them some relaxation, then they're going to actually reward you by not being painful or not getting damaged. You couldn't imagine holding a dumbbell in your arm for 4 to 6 hours. Your arm would start to hurt, correct?
Right.
So you need to rest. You need to let that dumbbell down and then come back. You can pick it up. But you could do that all day if you had a break in between. Your muscles need a break.
Mm-hmm.
And so stretching really helps to give those muscles a break.
Anything else? Any other simple thing that somebody listening to this at their workstation can do?
Another good thing is, and I found to be very helpful, is a pad for underneath your wrist. Carpal tunnel is a really big problem and even one of the most commonly misdiagnosed conditions. But what you need to do is if you elevate your wrists up, it takes the stress off of that wrist at a certain angle. So I always am very big fan of the wrist pads that you can get for the keyboards.
Okay, so a few simple suggestions. And if someone wants to go online or look at some ways to alleviate physical stress at work and the resulting back and neck pain, what should they do?
So I would Google proper ways to sit. There is a lot of information there on the internet. My website does not currently have anything based upon how you sit. I do have, if you would email me at shadysidedc@gmail.com, I'll be more than happy to provide you with some information.
Or we can put a link to your website at our website, wesa.fm.
Absolutely. We can do that as well, too. I don't have my lectures up there just for certain reasons, but I am more than willing to share them with somebody that's truly wants to get better.
Okay. Well, that sounds like some pretty good advice. Chiropractor Justin Foltz has been our guest, talking how to be fit while you sit. Dr. Foltz, thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me.